Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, we're going to spoil ourselves a bit now. So forget all the back to school talk and all the batch cooking guides for a while. Pastry chef and founder of Grow Chocolates, Gráinne Mullins, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
And Gráinne, you have some great chocolate-based recipes for us. Chocolate really makes any dessert better, doesn't it?
It does. I think chocolate, it's such an amazing flavour and it's so like luxurious, especially going into this kind of wintry weather.
And do we need to be using good chocolate for cooking?
Personally, I always use the best quality that I can buy within budget or whatever's accessible to me. But I think it's really important to like and know the flavour profile that you have and look at the ingredients to make sure it's really all it should be. It would be the cocoa solid. So dark chocolate should just be your cocoa butter, your cocoa solids, and then a little bit of sugar and sometimes a touch of milk with an emulsifier, and that should be it.
Okay, what about the old-fashioned drum of cocoa powder?
Cocoa powder, yeah, cocoa powder is great. You just want to be using the highest quality you can. Again, looking at the back of the packet, making sure you're not using hot chocolate. I know a lot of us have done that in the past.
Yeah.
Before we know if it's all we have, we use it. But if that's really high in sugar. So just searching out and having that bit of education around chocolate is really important.
Okay, first recipe for us today is chocolate mousse.
Yes.
Okay.
So chocolate mousse. So there's lots of different ways to make chocolate mousse. This one is a sabayon base. So a sabayon is a technique and you basically you make a bain-marie. So water, a little bit of simmering water and your bowl on top and you've your egg yolks and sugar and you're going to whisk those over the heat. So you're cooking them as it's whisking and then they become really light and fluffy.
Okay.
And that's almost can be served like a hot custard in a way.
Right.
Moussey kind of custard. But also then you can add the chocolate into it, which is what I've done. So fold in some melted chocolate and a little bit of cream. And then you have a beautiful light mousse. Leave it in the fridge for about 4 hours or overnight and you can serve it up. It's one of my favourite desserts, especially for around a dinner party, because you can do a big bowl of mousse and then all your toppings, like what I have for you here, and you can mix and match and enjoy and everyone can make their own personalised bowl of it as well.
Okay, and fairly simple too. And you should see what's in front of me here, but I'm going to maintain my discipline so far. So... is this white chocolate mud cake?
This one is actually the biscuit cake. But
okay, the biscuit cake.
Yeah,
sorry,
so this is the chocolate biscuit cake. Again, okay. I know everybody loves a chocolate biscuit cake.
Yeah.
And there's some people, when they make it, it goes quite soggy and not very nice. So my technique is nearly to make a fudge. And then in on top of that, you add in your ingredients. So I've just gone for marshmallows, a few kind of biscuits. And I like rich teas because just the texture, that's a personal preference. But you can use any biscuits you like. Also, if you wanted to add fruit or nuts or anything else in there, you're absolutely more than welcome to kind of, as long as you keep the kind of weights the same and the volume the same, you can fold in the kind of fudgy base all around it.
Okay, and is the base easy to make?
Really easy. So all you do is melt together your butter with your condensed milk on a pot until it just becomes warm, add in your chocolate. That's it done. All you need to do then is fold in all your biscuit layers and let it set again overnight. Really yummy, really easy.
And that'll last days as well.
It'll last days, absolutely. And it's a really easy cake to make. You can actually have that whipped together in about 15, 20 minutes. Into the fridge it goes, especially for like kids' birthdays. Also make it into a tray bake if you wanted to as well. So you can make it flat or into a loaf tin and cut slices of it. So it depends on the occasion, but very, very versatile to have a good recipe like that.
Okay, so a white chocolate mud cake next. Now, this is going to sound difficult and weird to people, but you say it's easy enough.
It's actually really, really easy. Again, all of these recipes that I brought today, you actually don't even need a stand mixer or anything else. If you just have your basic equipment at home, you should be able to make it. So this is using the melting method, which basically means you're melting your first ingredients, which is like your butter and your milk over the heat. You're adding in your white chocolate. Again, that's all melted. Then in a separate bowl, you sieve together your flours, so self-raising and regular plain flour. You sieve them together and then you mix the two. So your wet melted mix and your flour, and then you just add in your eggs. That is it. So you basically make a melted mix and add the other ingredients in. Then into the oven it goes. It bakes for a long time because it's such a wet mix and it might feel unusual because it is so wet.
Okay.
But basically at the end you're going to get this beautifully soft, fudgy texture and it's really, really delicious.
And should we not put more chocolate or something over that? Are you glazing it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're more than welcome to. So I like to finish it off with a ganache, which is literally just an emulsification of cream and chocolate, and you emulsify those together.
Listen.
Easy. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
And but it adds an extra layer on top of it. But again, if you didn't have time or you just wanted to serve a cake and you didn't want the topping on top, there's no pressure to do that. That one thing about baking is there is so much flexibility around it. There is so much versatility. Like even that ganache recipe, if you just set it and you made little balls out of it. You could make it into little truffles, or you could put it on any other cake, or you could serve it as a bowl as a dessert by itself with maybe some different toppings like I mentioned.
I'm getting that once you have chocolate and cream, really, you can figure something
out. You can do
out,
anything, absolutely.
Yeah, and if in doubt, add more chocolate and cream. Yeah. Is that roughly it? Come here, white chocolate. Someone's saying white chocolate is, the text here, is not real chocolate.
Yeah, some people are against white chocolate being real chocolate. For me personally, I do think it is, because it's made with the fat that's from chocolate, and it's just mixed with sugar and a little bit of milk powder. So it is. It has a beautiful flavour, but I think it's really important as well to try good chocolate. Most of us are used to the chocolate we would have had as little kids. That
don't mention the name of them. Yeah, but we all know what they were.
But they can be sickly sweet, and we might not like them as an adult. But if
they
you
were
try,
sickly, yes,
they were sickly. But now there's really good white chocolates that are out there. They can be amazing in flavour profile. They can be floral. They can be sweet. They can be aromatic. And it's almost like drinking a good coffee or drinking different wines. You have so much flavour available within the different cocoa, depending on where it comes from.
Okay, so in general, do people need to buy good chocolate? Yeah,
I think
you
so.
You would say.
I would say, because that's my world. But then I also know that people might not understand that and might not have as much accessibility to that. But there's so much education around there. I think even if you were to go into a little shop and start asking questions or reading the back of a packet, just to make sure the chocolate you are eating doesn't contain palm oil, doesn't contain ingredients that you wouldn't normally be eating.
So no palm oil.
No palm oil. We shouldn't be eating palm oil in our chocolate. That gives it nearly a chewy texture. There's some chocolates out there that recently have become nearly chewy and sticky in your teeth, and that's not a texture people like. You want it to soft, melt on your tongue. Even a dark chocolate should take a little bit longer to melt, and then it should nearly have a little bit of a crack to it as well.
Okay, we all need chocolate now. Okay, Grainne Mullen, thank you very much. And I know you do lots of demonstrations and videos on your TikTok and Instagram, which is just Grainne Mullins, pastry chef and founder of Grow Chocolates. Grainne Mullins, thank you so much. And that's it for today, actually. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RT Radio app or wherever you get your podcast.